My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about if luck is even a thing in business. I'm curious to get everyone's comments about this. Neil, what do you think?
Guy Kawasaki once said he has a book called The Art of the Start, but I met him years and years ago and he said to me, you know, if he can invest in one thing, he would pick luck over anything else as a venture capitalist. And it makes sense. Like, you know, companies sometimes, actually a lot of times, get lucky. It's too hard to pick luck. You can, just happens or it doesn't. But if you can, you know, go for luck over anything else. And the reason being is luck is luck.
Do you buy that?
I do buy it. Do you buy it?
Well, I read something recently that I think you're going to agree with. Well, A, Thomas Jefferson said, the harder he works, the luckier he gets. Now I'm going to talk about Jim Collins, who wrote the book Good to Great. And he wrote this one post, and you guys can all find it. Google Jim Collins return on luck. So it's basically like your ROL, your RAL, right? So your return on luck is this. Let's look at Bill Gates, for example. So we can say, okay, grew up in a kind of upper class family, like parents were lawyers, right? And, you know, whatever you guys say, I mean, you know, white, being white in a country in like America, it is beneficial too. Went to a really good school, grew up in good surroundings where he was set up for success, right? So people say like, oh, he's so lucky, he's so privileged. No wonder he founded Microsoft. But here's the thing. How many people in the world grew up like that? In the United States specifically, there's more than one Bill Gates that grew up in a privileged kind of grew up as a white male, right? In a privileged family. There's much more than that. But how come you don't see much more of Bill Gates coming out, right? So that's one aspect of it. Bill Gates was certainly lucky, but his return on luck was way higher. Like the way he worked on things led him to the success that he's at right now. Same thing with Warren Buffett too, right? They're anomalies when it comes to how hard they worked and how they worked in general. Now, what about all the other people that grew up in privileged families? Not all of them turned out good, right? They didn't make the most of their luck. So their return on luck was not that good. So after reading that, I was like, man, that makes a lot of sense. Return, like, I certainly believe in luck. Like, I like playing, you know, I like playing poker. And the other thing is I make the most of what I have, right? It's not like I grew up in like an upper class family. In fact, I would say I probably grew up in like a lower middle class family, but you make the most of the opportunities that you get. And I would argue that Neil, same deal for him too. It's not like he grew up in a rich family. You didn't, right?
I didn't grow up in a rich family. But here's the thing, like in business, people don't always feel about it. You just get lucky. Sometimes you get a big company hitting you up and you don't know how they found you. Sometimes a deal just comes through when you really need it. Now, hard work, execution, you know, great founders, talented people. Yeah, you should always pick that because you can't pick luck. It's just it's something that just happens. But keep in mind, everyone does get lucky here and there. You may not think it. You may feel that your luck sucks compared to someone else, but we all do catch a lucky streak here and there.
I agree. I mean, my software partner for ClickFlow, that was a total stroke of luck. There's no way I can even reproduce that, because what happened was I was scrolling through Facebook and then this one post popped up and it happened to get a lot of engagement. And he wrote in this Facebook group that I don't even engage in. And he was just saying, look, I'm looking for like the next project. I've worked on this project and this project. And so many people responded already. I was like, man, there's no way I'm going to get this guy to respond. But he actually spoke with like 14, 15 other people. And then we got on a call and we just hit it off immediately. And lo and behold, we've been working together for a year and a half, maybe coming up on 2 years now. And it's been a smashing success because of luck, right? The algorithms got us there. For a guy I didn't know, for a group I hardly follow, and a stroke of luck got me past, 15 to 20 other people that he had a conversation with. So yeah, that's luck.
Yeah. And, in general, don't worry about luck. It'll just happen. As Eric mentioned earlier, work hard. Hopefully things will keep going the way you want.
Return on luck, raw. All right, that's it for today. Singlegreen.com/DTLA for the application for our Marketing School Live event in downtown LA. It's going to happen in June. Guys, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. Share it to everyone. You're going to get luckier if you share it with more people. Your return on luck is going to be higher if you do that. So see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.